Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This afternoon, 5:15 p.m. Learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored by the Rosenzweig family. Lili Nishmas Bela Freida Bas Chaim Lof, Klonimus Moshe Yisrael and Abim Yob and Shmuel. Of course, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Mishnayos are, of course, endowed this year. Lili Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Olos Perek Yud Ches. But quickly coming to the end of Masechta Olos, and we've been discussing this concept of a Beis HaPras. A field that we know that there is a body buried somewhere in the field, but giant stadium, according to Jimmy Hoffa, right? But we don't know where exactly on the field it's supposed to be. So Amhalach beBeis HaPras al Avanim she'enam yachol la'asitan. What if I'm walking on the Beis HaPras on stones that I can't move? In other words, the stones are there, and through my actions, it's not going to be moved. Al Adam v'al Behema shekochan yafa, or if I'm on top of a person's shoulders or on an animal, and they're very strong. Right, so in such a situation, Torah, the person on top is going to be Torah, right? Alabadim sheyachol asitan, but if a person is walking on stones that move, the dirt, so alabadim alabahema shekochan ra, or an animal that's shaky, so in such a situation, tamei, the person on top is going to be tamei, because he's involved in moving tumah. Hamhalach beretz amim, what if a person is walking around outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the big concern outside of Eretz Yisrael is going to bury their bodies anywhere. Whatever is convenient, that's where it is. So Baharim Ubaslaim, even if I'm in mountains or rocky areas that don't give themselves over for burial, still, Tamei, the person is assumed to be Tamei, because it's still called Eretz Ha'am, it's still called the dirt. But Bayam Ubashunis Tar, if a person is at the sea, or right in the silt in front of the sea, so in those places, that's not common burial area, and it's not called Eretz, so therefore, the person would be Tar. And by the way, Ezu Ashunis, what does the word Shunis mean? So called, how far does it extend? So kol makom shayam olam bizapo, whatever floods when you have a hurricane, so or when the tide goes up, so in such a situation that's called shunis. People don't bury there because you don't want to keep uncovering the graves. So therefore, that's not going to have tumas eretz ha'am. And the mission continues. Hakone sada b'Suria. What if a person purchases a piece of land in Syria? So smuchel eretz Yisrael, which is close to eretz Yisrael. So David HaMelech once conquered Syria. Halavai veiter. Right? If you can get into that field while still being tar, then the field is tar. And by the way, so you're going to have to keep the rules of Meiser on the field, you're going to have to keep the rules of Shemitah, you get to keep the rules of Meiser and Shemitah. But if the only way you can get there is in a non-Torah way, Timaeus, and then the field's Tameh, but it doesn't get rid of the Chiyav of Meiser and Shvius. The dwellings, the homes of non-Jews are considered Tameh. Why is that? Because the women used to bury their fetuses inside the walls. How long did the guy have to be there for us to require to check? And the answer is, 40 days. And Afal Pi She'eini Moisha, even if he didn't come with a wife, he still has to check. But if there's somebody who's watching over him to make sure, right, that people don't bury anything over there, Ainat Sarach Bedika, then you don't have to check to see where the dead bodies are buried. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, safe, and productive day.